person that he hit
his rags. So he said, "Me something the ish sar v'shayfet aleinu haragenu ata oimer." So Rashi says, and really, if you see later, it's basically Rashi is the Farish in the Medrash Tanhuma. Usually, Rashi comes from the Medrash that Rashi pasuk yadav and misam chad ish hine oldcha nar. Yes, where you come to be the sar v'shayfet, you're still a young a nar. Haragini ata oimer. He can't ata lom anan amazim shahargi v'shem ha-mefurish. Apparently, they knew that Moshe killed the mitzvah with the shem ha-mefurish, because he said, are you going to ata oimer, which means using the shem ha-mefurish. So, you read Rashi, there seems to be an obvious kasha, is that, what is this taina? Me some kaleish harine otchanar. In other words, if this taina is we pashup shot before Rashi came along, pashup shot is he says, who made you the shayfet? Okay, no one appointed you the shayfet. So Rashi says that's not the pshat. Rashi's medayik and the word ish or whatever that the taina was. If you'd be an older person, okay, it's okay that you can be the shayfet. You're Amram's son, you're the God of Ador, you're a big Talmud Chacham. In other words, I have no cash. If you'd be 20 years older, no problem that you could be the Shayfet, and you could go ahead and tell what to do. Because, you're deserving. You're a tremendous Talmud Chacham, whatever. But, you're only a Nar. So the problem is, so what? I mean, if you're doing Moshe, if you admit that I'm roy to be the shayfet, and accept that I'm a nar, well, so what if I'm a nar? I'm the Talmud Chacham, I'm the Gadol Hador, I just got finished killing someone with the shame I'm a foolish, that's pretty good, you know. I have a pretty, you admit I just killed the shame I'm a foolish, and, so what if I'm a nar? So, the Sifrei Chachamim brings this question. It's interesting that this Sifrei Chachamim is not the Sifrei Chachamim. It's just interesting, ha'ara, historical, that the Sifrei Chachamim is in the normal Sifrei Chachamim is in the Chumash, does not have this Sifrei Chachamim. At least I didn't see it in the, maybe it depends on the printing, but the normal old, good old fashioned, maybe the new printings they put it in, I don't know, but the old fashioned Mikros Gedolos did not have this Sifrei Chachamim, but this was taken out of the Oitzim Mefarshei HaTorah, which has in there the Mizrachi Goraya Sifrei Chachamim, and I noticed already previous times that there are more, for somehow reason, it's just fascinating that not all the Sifrei Chachamim were printed in the Mikros Gedolos. We think that they wrote the Sifrei Chachamim, they printed the whole Sefer. Apparently they only printed some of the Sefer. So the Sifrei Chachamim brings this from the Dawa Dawa, which is a Dark David. I think it's the Taz that he asked the Kasha, I forgot what Dawa Dawa, I forgot the name of the Sefer, I'm sorry. But he asked the Kasha, and Kasha Otta bin Iris is Iknes Taya Milsa. So he says a beautiful pshat though, that he says like this, that you're coming to taina to me that I'm a Rasha. What makes you so? Because you're taina that I did, and you're giving me Musar because I did something wrong. You also did something wrong. You just got finished killing the Mitzri with the shame on the Farish. And we know there's Alocha in Kedushin, Dafayin Aleph, then ain't no sin of shame, and again with Hatsuyamas. The person's not out to use the shame when he's so young. So you're a young person, and you had no right using the shame. So you're also doing Averis. So how can you go ahead and give me Moser? So that's what he said. In other words, that's why the fact that you're young is a valid point. That's how he's answering the Kasha. In other words, he's saying that he was telling that you, since you're young, you're also doing Averis, because you had no right to use the shame of Mefarish. So, the Maisa, I'm not for me to argue with the Sifrei Chachamim or the Taz, but Definitely not the simple reading in Rashi, but the Maisa, when you look at the Medrash, so, you know, that doesn't fit into the Medrash. So I think we're allowed to say, you know, we're back to his Kasha. If you look at the Medrash, Medrash says the Farish. First of all, we have the beginning of the Medrash, how old Moshe was, and we're saying he's a Nar. So there's one chapter that he was 20, one chapter he's 40. I'm not sure, we don't know what with the next Medrash. It could be we're dealing with the chapter that he's 20. You know, there's no day that he was less than 20. Then it says, then the Medrash in Oth Yud. So for Yetzir Yom HaSheni, who were these two people? The Dust of Avirim. These were all the Rishonim. They were the ones that wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. Haim Shemor Dal Yamsuf. They're the ones that rebelled on Yamsuf. They're the ones that left over the Mun. They're the ones that went out to collect on Shabbos. And they're the ones that were by Kaira. Right? They were five major Averis they did. Okay, so if you look at the end of the Medrash Shanchuma, the last two lines, V'yomer misam t'le'ish, v'adayin einat t'le'ish, v'ol t'chanar, v'tirtza li'o tzar v'shoyfein oleinu. In other words, it's nothing to do with the fact that you did an Aveira. It doesn't sound that way from the Medrash. It's not because you're an Einat Ha'ish, you're only Nar, and you did Aveiras. It's not the verse. It says, Adayin Einat Ha'ish, Otcha Nar, V'tirtza Li'asar V'shoyfein Oleinu. So according to the Taz, there's a tremendous chaser. Misam Chodesh, Adayin Einat Ha'ish, Otcha Nar, and you did Aveiras. And that doesn't, you know, it's definitely not the tirtza. The tirtza is amshak. You're only a nar, and you want to be. So the pashup shot, I think you're allowed to say the pashup shot is the question that they came along to Moshe. They said, Moshe, we admit you're the God of Adar and learning. We admit your right to be the manik. You admit your right, and we're wrong. We did Averis, and you're giving us proper criticism. Right? You caught us doing Averis, and you're saying what's right. But you're only a nar. You have no right to be the bull, to tell us. So what? But I'm a very smart nar. I'm 20 years old. I'm a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was 20 years old, was on a pretty high madrega. I'm sure. He was learned by Amram, and he was a Gadadar. But you're only a nar. In other words, what Pshat is, it's Zetman the Fun that the question is the answer, is that at least psychologically, the people cannot accept Musar from a Nar. That's it. They can't accept that a Nar is going to be the Manik. He's a God of Adar, he's Moshe Rabbeinu, but he has a Psul, he's a Nar. In the superficiality of people, that they judge people by their chitzonius. It's like you're saying, you want to be the God of the door, you don't have a beard. So what? Not even a beard type. That's it. It's a psul. In people's minds, there are certain things. You can't be a manic if you're not. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. If I'm at the Talmud Chacham, Moshe Rabbeinu, 20-year-old, is a brilliant genius and the tzaddik and kadosh v'tar, and he's already using the shame on the Mefarish, and he's killing people with shame on the Mefarish, that's pretty good. But, you know, obviously he's a bucky and Kabbalah and everything else. You know, I don't think that a stam person in Klal Yisrael at the time of the Midbar could use the shame on the Mefarish. I think it was only Moshe Rabbeinu that could do that. But, and I know you did that. I just saw you 2 minutes ago. I was just standing here, and I saw you using the shame on the forest, and you just killed the midstream. And you just did a nice nigga, so to speak, with a shame on the forest. That's very impressive. But you have no right to be a manic, because you're a nar. So what it sounds to me is a chiddush is that in psychology, how people, including ourselves, and the shorty other people, are superficial in our judgment of who we listen to, is that we judge their leadership's qualities based on their chitzonius. We base on their beard, we base on how the black coat and whatever else it is. So the human nature is we also base on the age. Oh, he's only a nar. Ah, he's a nar, a gadol dar. Who cares? Okay. So that's the first finish. I think that's a nice finish, and it has ramifications. Ramifications would be one for ourselves not to be distracted by the chitzenius, especially in the yeshiva. There are many of the chashuva and talmud in the yeshiva, because of their sneers, they don't dress so frum, they don't act so frum, they don't put on the whole chitzenius. They act normal, they have a sense of humor, whatever it is, and there's some people that they have trouble relating to them. That's a gadol. It's again to be able to overcome the chitz, that they have to realize it's a hang up. It's a hang up that we look at the chitzenius. The guy's a nar, he can't be the gadol. That's it. It's absurd. He doesn't have a beard. He smiles too much. He doesn't wear a long coat. He doesn't wear a black suit. No good. So that's we have to realize that we probably also have that chisarin. And vice, and another different applications, if we're speaking to people, we have to realize too that sometimes people won't listen to us because of this chisarin, that they view us as a nar. And people don't listen to nars. That's it. Moshe was 20. If they didn't listen to Moshe, you can't expect sometimes they're going to listen to you. And I think a similar point, and just a little bit more interesting, the Gur Aryeh on this very pasuk continues. He's bothered by the pasuk that they're called Anashim. And they're not Anashim. Anashim usually means Sadiqim, Chashuvim. So he talks, but I just get the last line of the Gur Aryeh. So he says, the last five lines, I say, the Gur Aryeh is a Marami Prag, in the, also on that same Sefer, Oysim, Mepharshei, and Rashi. The Chakor Shuzal, Shehem Dazan Avirim, Shemuflogim Beromo, these are the ultimate Risham, these are like we have the Medrash Tanchuma, they did these five major Averis. The Ein Anoshim Berokim Dazan Avirim, they were the worst Risham in the time of the Dor Midbar. Shenipshko v'machlekes, that they got into this machlekes. Well, you rotsim lios anoshim nisgaber amoshim. So it's an amazing thing. I thought this like an eye opener. Here we have Dasan Vadira. These are the lowest of the low, the Rishon of Klal Yisrael. They did all kinds of different averes. They were machado. They were Mechado Shabbos. They went ahead and they complained they want to go back to Mitzrayim. They're totally seemingly five random Averis that have no seemingly underlining connection. They're in Koyrach, they're on the Yamsuf, they're complaining we want to go back to Mitzrayim. The other place they go back to Mitzrayim, they're leaving over the month. They don't have Bitochin, they don't keep Shabbos. Says the Gur Aryeh, the uptight of their rishis is Hayuraitzim Lias Anoshim is Gabra Al Maisha. In other words, it wasn't, what made Dasan Vavirim tick? What caused their rishis? What was the underlining factor of their rishis? Is not that they had taiva. It wasn't, we think, you know, we had a Yetzirah, I had a taiva. A lot of these things were not taivas. That a taiva to daka, not to have bitochin. Hashem said you don't have to go out on Shabbos, and they went out on Shabbos, but they had a taiva to go out, they enjoyed going out for the month. They had one taiva. They gotta show off Moshe. Their taiva was that they can't take it that Moshe is the boss and they're not. That's their Yetzirah. I don't know whether it's because once Moshe gave them, Moshe doesn't say that. You know, that would be already conjecture. Conjecture would be because since Moshe one time told them off, so they have it out for Moshe. But without that, because he doesn't say that, the Yetzirah was anything Moshe says we have to do fakir, because we can't be totally on Da'as Tzar. In other words, it's a very interesting Yetzirah that there are people that cannot accept authority. So in theory, it makes no difference what the authority tells them. It's not that they don't like what the authority tells. If the authority wouldn't have said it, it could be they would listen. It's not that intrinsically what you said I don't like. It's the fact that you said it. It's the fact that they can't take that Moshe Rabbeinu is a boss. So if Moshe Rabbeinu says something, Moshe Rabbeinu says you got to keep Shabbos, I don't want to keep Shabbos. If Moshe Rabbeinu says we're going out of Mitzrayim, we want to stay in Mitzrayim. It's whatever it is to be Lehepa for Moshe, which is also a very interesting, that in other words, what we see from here, two different psychologies, that why people don't listen to Gedolim. You know, one is, it could be that they're looking at the Chitzonius, and therefore they're not Machshav of the person. That was what Rashi's saying, that they, in this case, that they looked at Moshe as a nod. And what the Gwaraya is saying is, in general, there's a certain Nitiya in people, that people are not ready to accept or something, or they're not ready to accept authority. And therefore, whatever the authority says, they go for kids. So it's bedafka because of Moshe Rabbeinu that they did their aveiras. It's almost because they had to go against Moshe. Yes, it's not because they had a tithes for what they did or anything else. But sometimes, which is such a silly thing, it's pure gaiva. It's pure gaiva. Sometimes we see people that are, or it could be ourselves too, and we have to realize it's not because you believe in what you're saying, it's not that hashkafically you think you're right, it's not that you have a taiva to do what you do, it's just gaiva. Because someone else said that this is right, and you don't want to accept his, he should be the boss, he should decide what's right. So the neda, your gaiva goes ahead and makes you come up with all these kruma hashkafas. You're ready to go back to Mitzrayim. Nitna Rosh Hashul Mitzrayim. Go back to Avdus. I don't care. All because I can't let Moshe Rabbeinu be the boss. Okay.